All right, Facebook says it is conducting a comprehensive internal and external review now. This is after it suspended Cambridge Analytica, a data analysis firm used by the Trump campaign in the run-up to the 2016 election. Facebook says the firm improperly obtained data from its users, but as NPR's Amy Held reports, questions are mounting about Facebook's role in the data collection and just how vulnerable Facebook users are.
It began with what seemed like a benign app on Facebook, a personality predictor developed by UK-based psychology professor Alexander Kogan. But those who downloaded it gave away their personal information. Facebook says that was fine, too bad if users didn't read the fine print. But then Kogan passed along the data to Cambridge Analytica. Facebook says it learned Kogan lied to them in 2015, but was assured by all parties the data was deleted. Now the social media giant acknowledges it may not be all gone. Facebook says 270,000 people downloaded the app. But Christopher Wiley, Cambridge Analytica's one-time director of research, says when you count the friends of the app's users, the data grab was bigger, much bigger. He spoke to the UK's Channel 4 News.
We were able to get upwards of 50 million plus Facebook records in the span of a couple months.
To hear Wiley tell it, Cambridge Analytica used the data for what's called psychographic modeling and messaging. Who are you? What are your fears? And how can all that information be used to steer you?
It allowed us to move into the hearts and minds of American voters in a way that had never been done before.
Wiley has left Cambridge Analytica, and he, too, was suspended from Facebook. For its part, Cambridge Analytica said it deleted all of the data from the UK professor and denies using or holding any data from Facebook profiles. Nuala O'Connor, CEO of the Center for Democracy and Technology, an advocacy group, says even though corporations like Facebook need to do more to protect privacy, users should be mindful, too.
There is no certainty once you give out your information online that it won't be passed to a company or an individual that you really had no expectation would know about you, and that decisions are going to be made about you and what you see online that could really limit your worldview.
Cambridge Analytica says none of the data collected from the professor's company was used in its work for the Trump campaign, but on both sides of the Atlantic, governments are seeking answers from Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. Adam Schiff, ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee who's looking into Russian interference in the election, told ABC's This Week he wants to know more.
We need to find out what we can about the misappropriation of the privacy, the private information of tens of millions of Americans. That misappropriate information used by this digital arm of the Trump campaign to manipulate American voters.
The British Parliament says both Cambridge Analytica and Facebook have been deceptive and wants the CEOs of each to come testify. Amy Held, NPR News.